Well, well, well. Gladys is not on the phone.
Playing with your emotions.
No.
She's playing with your emotions, man. That's what she's doing.
Yes.
Did you write anything in the sky this time?
We called her number.
No message?
And left a message.
Oh.
Playing with your emotions, man.
That's
no. What she's doing. No, it's not. No, she wouldn't play with my emotions. She's so sweet.
She's a good woman. Yeah.
It's a husband. I don't blame him.
A husband's not answering the phone.
It must be.
He ain't gonna let it.
You sleep till the phone call. I'll get the phone call for you, baby.
I forbid it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame him. Because he knows why she's calling.
He knows why
she's calling home.
Yeah, why she's
calling.
He knows. He's seen your work.
He's probably heard it. You know, back in the day, Tom Joyner used to write my name up in the sky.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get another Tom Joyner.
That's right. Okay.
Ain't that the truth? There's only one in a lifetime.
Yeah. Okay, back to Marshawn Lynch.
Yes.
You know, this reminds me of a Super Bowl when the Cowboys were playing. It was in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Do you all remember the name Dwayne Thomas?
No.
Dwayne Thomas was a running back for the Dallas Cowboys. He was a star running back. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys won the Super Bowl, and Dwayne Thomas would not speak to the press. Instead, he sent a spokesperson who was Jim Brown.
That was his spokesperson?
Jim Brown was his spokesperson, had the funny little red, black, and green hat on.
And they were afraid of Jim Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. She's on? Oh, okay.
Huh.
Okay, act like nothing's wrong.
Okay.
Good morning, Gladys.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Now, he sounds like he's got a little attitude himself.
He's
so crazy, Tom Joyner.
Congratulations, your NAACP Image Award.
Thank you so much. I'm always surprised at those kind of things, you know, because you just do it and you don't know what's going to happen once it gets out there, you know.
Yeah.
So
your performance on Empire, your performance on Empire was very touching.
You liked it?
Yeah.
You know, yes, I'm always beating myself up because I don't never think I do good enough.
Why?
Oh, I pray for other opportunities to do better.
Are you always critical of your performances?
Isn't she the best?
Yes.
I told you. You're nothing like
Gladys.
Yeah, I am.
Isn't she the best?
Know.
She's
Gladys.
The best.
This is Sherry Shepherd, your Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, girl!
I'm going to tell you one thing. How you was
you?
Good at. You could do that salsa like nobody's business. You know that. I told them how you would dance and practice for 9 hours on blistered feet, and you got out there every week and tore it up on that dance floor.
Yeah, you did too, girl. But it was quite an experience, wasn't it?
We loved it, didn't we?
Yes, we did. I would take nothing for that experience. It was amazing.
You're going to be in Phoenix for the Super Bowl and the gospel brunch, I see.
Yeah, you going down there?
Oh, you want me to?
He might.
All you got to do is say the word, Gladys.
Say the word, Gladys.
Gospel going. Get a little gospel going.
Gladys, are you playing with me again? You always playing with my emotions, Gladys. Don't play with me like that. When's the brunch? You heard her.
Listen.
She wants me there. She's not going to perform unless I come.
Let me make this easy for you.
Didn't she just say that?
Are you bringing your husband to the gospel brunch, Gladys?
Absolutely.
There
he goes
go.
Where I go.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Well, you better ask him, can I come to the gospel brunch?
You're so crazy.
You know, the rules haven't changed.
She ain't like that.
What did I say?
So crazy. Ding, 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 ding.
You're so crazy.
I called it.
You're so crazy. That's cold.
It's going to be great, though. I'm excited about it.
Yes. Okay. I see what I can do. When's the gospel brunch?
Gospel brunches are usually on.
He don't even know what a gospel brunch is.
Gladys, please tell him. Take him down there with you.
He's not church at all.
Give him some Jesus.
Okay.
He got some of that. I've seen him doing his thing. You know?
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's great. I'm excited about it. Never did this one before. And I understand they got the all-male choir, which I was really surprised about. You know, the NFL choir.
Oh, the NFL choir, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
are you
going to
sing
guys.
With anyone? Are you going to sing with anyone down there?
Yeah, all of us are going to do one of the things together. We're doing the finale, And we have a gospel medley that we do in, at the end of my show, and they like that. So we're going to definitely do that. And within it, we're honoring Andre Crouch. It's going to be a really, really, really exciting evening.
And hosted by the Peets. Holly Robinson Pete and Rodney Pete. And Holly Pete. Robinson.
Yes, it is, you know.
And actually, it's you know, I was making fun of you, Tom. The Gospel Brunch, it's the celebration, Gospel Celebration, is actually Friday evening.
I knew that. Yeah. I let y'all just go on with the jokes, but I knew that. I keep up with my Gladys. I know.
Well, thank you very much. We've been friends for a long time.
Yes, we have. You hear that? We've been friends for a long time. Is that code?
We've been friends for a long time. Yes, yes.
I think I'm riding my husband is enough code right there.
Don't listen to them, Gladys. I love you. I'll always love you.
I love you, too.
It's written in the sky.
Oh.